You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I am Mika, and you are blessed, and we are praying. Hallelujah. We are in the presence of the Most High God. We are in the presence. How do I know? Because I just heard him give me an instruction on how we're going to start this prayer. Amen. And we're going to start it with the reading of and praying Psalm 91. So I thank you, Father God, that you are in the midst of us. I thank you for your omnipresence right now. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence, oh God. We thank you for your presence, Lord Jesus, in our home. Thank you for your presence in our vehicle with us. We thank you for your presence in our bedroom with us. We thank you for your presence as we are in the bathroom, your presence as we are in the kitchen, your presence as we are sitting at the kitchen table, the dining room table. Thank you for your presence as we are on the couch. Thank you for your presence as we are moving to and fro. Thank you for your presence, oh God, hallelujah. Wherever you are, God is present. God is with us. Hallelujah. Emmanuel is with us. We thank you. Hallelujah. And Holy Spirit takes it even further. Holy Spirit says that God is with you. God is with us in the trial. God is with us in the storm. Hallelujah. God is with us in the dark. God is with us in the lonely. God is with us in the unknown. God is with us in the trying to figure it out. God is with us, hallelujah, and closer to us than we feel, and closer to us than our natural senses may discern. We thank you, hallelujah, for your presence, oh God, today. Thank you for your presence in our life. Thank you for your hand on us. God is with us, hallelujah, as we go to and fro. God is with us as we attend the appointments. God is with us, hallelujah, as we handle the matters. God is with us as we make the phone calls. God is with us as we pursue. God is with us as we be still. Ah, hallelujah. God is with us. Hallelujah. God is with us. And we know that God is a God that maketh a way. And we know that God is a God, hallelujah, that provides. And we know that God is a God that heals. And we know that God is a God that comforts. God is with us. He is with us through the cries. He is with us through the grieving. He is with us through the frustration. He is with us through the despair. He is with us through the anger. He is with us. Hallelujah. God is with us. Woo! My Father, God is with us. God is with us. Hallelujah. God is with us through the oppression. Through. Notice the Holy Spirit saying through, because we won't stay there. Hallelujah. God is with us through the depression. God is with us. Hallelujah. Through the regression. Things seem like it's going back. Hallelujah. God is with us. Hallelujah. Father God, we trust you. Father God, we look to you. Father God, we cleave to you. Father God, we cry to you. Father God, we reach for you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are with us and that you are a God that creates streams and desert places, and you are a God that parts the sea and creates a path. Oh, Lord God, where there was no path. God, you are the great Elohim. You are the great I am. You are, hallelujah, Yerovosia, the great El Shaddai. You are the great King of Kings. You are the great Lord of Lords. Ah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we thank you today. We thank you, oh God. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Woo! We thank you. We thank you for your word that is our promise. We thank you for your word that is our inheritance. We thank you for your word, hallelujah, that will not return unto you void. We thank you for your word that shall and will come to pass in our life. We thank you for your word of resurrection. We thank you for your word of life. We thank you for your word of peace. We thank you for your word of joy. We thank you for your word of shalom. Nothing missing and nothing lacking. Fill in, oh God, and minister, oh God. Send your angels, oh God, in the lacking places, in the empty places, in the dehydrated places, hallelujah, in the famished places. Oh God, send your word, hallelujah. Send your angels, oh God, to minister to us. Hallelujah. We thank you. Send your word. Hallelujah. In that healing place. Oh God, send your word. Hallelujah. To quicken in that sick place. To quicken. Hallelujah. Oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We say thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God, right now. Now, hallelujah. We exalt you right now, oh God, hallelujah. We stand in the midst of, oh God, and we salute you, oh God, and we direct our praise to you, oh God, and we direct our hallelujah worship unto you, oh God, and our cry of faith, our cry of faith, our cry of hope. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you for forgiveness. I thank you for washing us clean. I thank you, oh God, for blotting out our transgressions and iniquities, oh God. I thank you for making us righteous in you. I thank you for purifying us, creating in us a clean heart, renewing a right spirit, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For your peace, your words of peace to our mind, your words of peace to our heart, your words of peace to our soul. We thank you for restoring our soul. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you. Yes, God, we thank you. Yes, God, we thank you. Yes, God, we thank you for ministering in that place where emotions are high. Minister to us, oh God, in that place, hallelujah, where we are overwhelmed. Minister to us, oh God, in that place, hallelujah, where we may be underwhelmed. Minister to us in that place, oh God. Hallelujah, where we are waiting. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Minister to us, oh God. Hallelujah. Minister to us. Send your angels to minister to us. You speak to us, oh God, as we quiet ourselves before you. Hallelujah. We do a lot of speaking. We have a lot of monologuing happening, oh God, in our minds. Hallelujah. To ourselves. Oh God, I thank you for your spirit to rest on us, quiet us down, soothe us, soothe our soul. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for soothing. We thank you, oh God, for adorning us. We thank you, oh God, for the ointment of the Lord. Hallelujah. Kiataya, tending to every wound, every physical wound, emotional wound, psychological wound, ayah, relational wound, ayah, yebosotaya, financial wound. Even spiritual wound. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, oh God, for tending to those very sensitive and fragile places of us, delicate places of us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for ministering and tending to those bound places. Oh God, I thank you. Hallelujah. I just saw the ointment that loosens the shackles and causes them to just come off. Come on, somebody. Loosens, hallelujah, the shackles and cause them to come off of our mind. Loosen the shackles and cause them to come off our hands. Loosen the shackles to cause them to come off of our feet. Loosen the shackles of the past. Oh, my God today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, oh God. And now I'm reminded, oh, yes, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jehovah Ra'ah, our shepherd. He reminds us in this moment that of Psalm 23, where he says, he anoints our head with oil and our cup Run it over. I thank you, O God, for a fresh anointing today. An anointing that destroys the yoke and lifts the burdens. Anoint our eyes, O God, and give us perspective. Anoint our eyes, O God, and cause the scales to fall off. Anoint our eyes, O God, and give us, hallelujah, vision. Anoint our eyes, O God. Yes, and remove the planks. Anoint our eyes that are even expose the planks and cause us to like remove the plank ourselves. I'm literally like taking my index finger and my thumb, and as if I'm taking something out of my eye. Remove the plank out of our own eye and help us wherever and whoever we are of being mindful of the speck in someone else's. Oh God, I thank you for the anointing. Oh God, anoint our eyes. Oh God, hallelujah. Anoint our eyes, O God. Anoint our ears, O God, that we may both have eyes to see and not just see but perceive, and ears to hear and not just ears to hear but to understand. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, today for making us not just hearers of the word but doers of the word. Doers of the word. Doers of submission. Oh, hallelujah. Doers, oh God, submitting unto you. Doers of the word of loving you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. Ah, yes, God. Doers of the word of forgiving others as you forgive our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Ah, yes, God, making us doers of forgiving, doers, hallelujah, of obedience unto you, obeying, choosing to please you even over ourselves. How do we do that, oh God? By continually submitting ourselves, presenting ourselves unto you, getting in your face. Thank you for your voice. Thank you for your voice. Thank you, oh God. Your word says that my sheep know my voice, and a stranger's voice we do not follow. Ooh, thank you, oh God, for your voice. Thank you for your voice. Hallelujah. As we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thank you for your voice. As we find ourselves in a ditch, that is your voice lifting us up. Thank you for your voice lifting us up out of the low place. Thank you for your voice, hallelujah, that is making a way out of no way. Thank you for your voice, hallelujah, that is calling purpose out of us. Thank you for your voice, hallelujah, of promise. Thank you for your voice, oh God. Thank you for your voice that corrects. Thank you for your voice that convicts. Thank you for your voice, hallelujah, that encourages. Ah, yes, God, encourage us today. Thank you for your voice, hallelujah. Yes, so tobo, so koti arabasaya. Thank you for your voice that bringeth us good news. Thank you for your voice, oh God, of instruction. Thank you for your voice of clarity. Thank you for your voice, hallelujah, to even soothe and put us at an ease. Thank you for your voice that's disrupting the dis-ease. Ah, and disrupting the disease within us, be it a literal disease or emotional disease, a mental disease. Thank you for your voice that's putting us at ease. Oh God, we thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your voice. I just heard like, which way do I go? Thank you for your voice of leading us on which way to go. Thank you for for your voice in the matters that we're speaking with your voice. Yes, 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 yes. Let us come into agreement with your voice and come out of agreement with the stranger's voice. Where we've come, where we've knowingly or unknowingly came into agreement with the lies of the enemy. That's a stranger's voice. We come into the voice of the truth, the voice, and if any of us are wondering, we get in the word and say, what is your voice? What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying? Thank you, oh God. We're not following the voice of the past. No, that's a stranger's voice. We're not following the voice of insecurity. No, that's a stranger's voice. We're not following the voice of the reality of what our natural eyes see. That very much well can be the stranger's voice, because God will speak a word that we don't see it with our natural eyes, and the reality of the thing looks completely opposite from the truth of the thing. Let your truth overtake, oh God. Yes, God, we thank you. We thank you today. We thank you today. We're the voice of lack. We're not following that voice. The voice of, if it's not one thing, it's another. Oh, no, we're not. That's a stranger's voice. We thank you, hallelujah, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We follow the voice of the Most High. And now I read Psalm 91 that I soon as we began, soon as the prayer, the hour of prayer began, I heard Psalm 91. Who, Lord, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. We thank you that we're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. We thank you that we're dwelling, we're living, we're residing, we're abiding with you, Most High God. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. My God, in him will I trust. We're not trusting in money. We're not trusting in people. We're not trusting, hallelujah, in strength. We're not trusting in our own power to be able to do a thing. We're trusting in you, God. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt we trust. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. We shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our side, 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation. Yes, he's our habitation. Ooh, thank you for being our habitation. Thank you for being our habitat. Oh, thank you for being our habit. Yes, God. Thank you for entering the place of habits and any unhealthy habits. Ooh, my God, today. Yerobo soba sandarabosia. Deliver us from the unhealthy habits. Deliver us from the unhealthy habits of the way we talk. Deliver us from the unhealthy habits of the way of our mind, outside of the mind of Christ, outside of a sound mind. Deliver us from the unhealthy habits of what we put our hands to and what we engage in. Deliver us from the unhealthy habits of where the soles of our feet tread. Yes, deliver us, O God. Heal us, O God. Help us in our habits. Make us aware of the habits, O God, that you are saying, this habit is me, this habit is life, this habit is not me, this habit is death. Oh, Lord, thank you for revealing the habits of peace versus the habits of worry. Oh, deliver us from the habits of worry. Ah, yes, God. Deliver us from the habits of stress, because we're trusting in something other than you. Deliver us, O God. Oh, my Father. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. Father God, I thank you, hallelujah, for moving in those areas where we may see plague, financial plague, emotional plague, relational plague. Oh God, those problems, the things that we find problematic. God, I thank you, hallelujah, for ministering and moving and solving and resolving, and even in some things you say, no, I want you to go through this. I'm not going to just remove it, but the promise and the blessing in your refinement and your coming into who I called you to be is by way of walking through. So let us also have the discernment, oh God, because without the discernment, we can be praying for you to remove something and you're saying, I'm going to walk with you through it. And vice versa. So God, I thank you for keen discernment. I thank you for wisdom. And I thank you for understanding. We thank you for revelation. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to say, we thank you for wisdom. I thank you for understanding. I thank you for revelation. I thank you for knowledge. Yes, God, we thank you. Woo! Verse 11, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. We would tread upon a lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, we shall trample under our feet. We thank you, O God, for angelic visitations. We thank you, O God, for our dispatching legions of our angels, ministerial angels, protecting angels, the angels that you have to send to bless, to speak your word. God, we thank you for our angels. And may we remember to call on our angels, employ our angels in our day to protect us, to guide us. We thank you for it, oh God. We thank you that all of heaven is on our side, even when it feels like on the earth level, in the natural realm, that the odds are against us. Remember that all of heaven is on your side. Remember that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Remember that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. By Christ Jesus. For Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, as we just read the promise of your word that we will tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, we will trample under our feet. We thank you that you have given us power and authority. And in Luke, I believe, chapter 10, hallelujah, verse 19. Hold on, let me just look it up real fast before I put out the wrong information of God's word in location. It's not the wrong location of God's word. Okay. Yes, this is correct. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So God, we thank you for the power and the authority that is given to us. Now I ask that you would teach us how to walk in that power and authority. Yes, we trust you, Holy Spirit, as our teacher. We trust you as our advocate. We trust you as our comforter, that you will teach and raise us up, hallelujah, in the fullness of walking in the power and the authority that you have, that God you have given us, that Jesus says is given unto us. And one of the ways we grow in that power and grow in knowing of that power is by abiding in his presence, dwelling in his presence, seeking hallelujah, in his word, hallelujah, that my habit, Lord, make my habit strong of seeking you. Make our habit strong of reading your word, sitting with you. Yes, make our habit of trusting you. Very healthy, that I got a healthy trust in my God. Yes, hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, 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 we set our trust in you. Lord God, hallelujah. Lord of our salvation, we set our trust in you. God, the one that raised Jesus from the dead. Come on, somebody. Let's meditate on that. God. Yes, God, even when Jesus cried out, feeling forsaken, and cried out those words, God showed himself faithful. God showed himself faithful, that he will never leave. Never forsake us. Oh, yes, God, you are trustworthy. Oh, yes, we may feel the way of the cross, the weight of the cross, the crucifixion that came on the cross. We may feel, hallelujah, yet though I feel, I will trust you. Yet though I see, yet though I see dry, yet though I see lack, yet though I see death, yet though I see pain, yet though I see affliction, yet though I see problems, yet though I see confusion, I set my trust in you. God, we set our trust in you. Lord, we set our trust in you. We set our trust in you for our children. We set our trust in you for our significant other. We set our trust in you concerning our business. We set our trust in you concerning our body. We set our trust in you concerning our homes. We set our trust in you concerning our finances. We set our trust in you concerning the endeavors. We set our trust in you concerning our ministry. We set our trust in you concerning our tomorrow. We set our trust in you. We set our trust in you. We're setting our trust in you and resetting our trust in you and resetting our trust in you and resetting our trust in you, that what we do is trust you. What we do is trust you. Through the good, we trust you. Through the bad, we trust you. Through the, oh, this makes sense, we trust you. Through the, oh, this don't make sense, we trust you. Through the wilderness, we trust you. Through the well-watered, we trust you. Through the wasteland, we trust you. Through the treasured land, we trust you. Through the famine, we trust you. Through the feasting, we trust you. Through the harvest, we trust you. Oh, God, we trust you. There's a song. I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all that we go through, because praise is what I do, and I owe it all to you. Yes, we vow to praise you. We vow to trust you. We vow to worship you. Up in us, take us off of wherever we are attached to the natural. Wherever we are attached carnally, we're attached to the point where we are being tossed to and fro. Lord, detach us and let us be attached to you. Yes, God, detach us. Even if we're attached to you and we have a part of us attached to on the earthly, Lord God, we need to unleash ourselves and leash ourselves to you. Help us to do it, Lord.
Move us to do it, Lord, and let us raise up and do it, Lord. Yes, God. Verse 14 says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. Because we have set our love upon God, therefore God will deliver us. God will set us on high because we know his name. We will call upon God and he will answer us. It says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. He shall call upon me. She shall call upon me. We shall call upon me. And I will answer him. This is the Lord speaking. He said, I will answer. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, for interrupting that place and that doubt of whether God hears and will answer. Bible clearly says, we will call upon God and he will answer. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Oh, Holy Spirit was saying that earlier in our prayer time. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Oh, hear the word of the Lord. I will be with him in trouble. I will be with her in trouble. I will deliver him. I will deliver her. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. So, Father God, we thank you for showing us your salvation. We thank you for showing us the way. We thank you for showing us more of you. Yes, we need to be showed more of you and less of us. Yes, we thank you for the increasing of you and the decreasing of us. Yes, God, that we will be conformed to you. Aligned with you. Yes, Lord, transformed into you. Yes, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. One with you. One with you. One with you, Lord. May we be one with you. And how do we be one with you? Walking by faith and not by sight. But the Bible says it is impossible to please God without faith. Oh, Lord, thank you. We want to please you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we just sit in your presence in this moment right here. I just sit in your presence right here and I ask God that you will minister to the hearts and the minds and the souls of all under the sound of my voice. You minister, Lord. You speak, Lord. And I thank you for doing it. And I thank you for doing it. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to some of us, he spoke a word, he spoke a phrase, he spoke a sentence, he called you to have a recall of a thing, be reminded of something, however it is. Yes, that's the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's the Lord as it aligns with him. Amen. My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for opening the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing that we do not have room enough to receive. Thank you, oh God, for nourishing us. Thank you, oh God, for nurturing us in your bosom. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Lord, we love you so very much. Lord, we thank you for this time. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Again, for peace. I'm hearing peace. Keep hearing peace. Thank you for your peace, oh God. A peace that'll cause us to sleep. A peace of knowing that you are moving in. That you are active, that you're in your full sovereignty. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your richness, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. My God, thank you. My God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just feel the Holy Spirit in this moment, just in this place of thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Break up and lift that heaviness, oh God. Those of us who've been walking around and with a heaviness and also like a cloud of darkness, Lord God, I thank you. Disrupt that. We speak into that place. Let there be light. Let there be peace. Let there be joy. Let there be a garment of praise. Oh, Lord, let there be. Let there be in that place of emptiness, in that place of void. Lord God, we pray that you will fill it. Let there be peace. Let there be promise. Let there be vision. Let there be understanding. Let there be knowledge. Hallelujah. Let there be a way. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, thank you. Let there be a aligning and a realigning. Let there be a establishing. Lord God, thank you. Let there be just some readjustments and a repositioning. God, thank you. Let there be a falling off of and a disconnecting of ungodly and unrighteous communications and relating, and even like let there be a keen discernment of who you have us to be connected to in this season and who you have us to be disconnected to. Could be just for a season. Let us have that discernment. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for keen wisdom, your wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I thank you for the weight of the Lord, the weight of the glory. I feel it. Thank you, Lord, for resting on us. Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for resting on your people, Lord. Thank you for resting on your son, resting on your daughter. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Overshadow us, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we just thank you. In Jesus' mighty and beautiful name, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaberekeka Adonai Beshmeracha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Laka Shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.